We struggle for emotional traction in a mad world. Want to get away? You can always try. Last weekend, we headed for Southwest Pennsylvania, 3.5 hours away, depending on who's driving. The cousins have a camp there. Immediately, the children demanded a hike. To the bear cave, they whooped. They were building a child's world of fun with a soupçon of fear. What if we were to catch the bear napping? One of us thinks about the Syrians hiking, haunted by bombs and dictators. The woods challenge us. Where is the footing benign? Where treacherous? The children clamor over the rocks. Be careful, we shout, as if that would really help anything. Our vague path parallels a beautiful creek, the light captured in the various falls and changes of direction. This water, unlike the waters faced by migrants, proposes small risks. Can we still jump? Do we have any residual balance? There is this. We're on our own. We can go back. There are no entrepreneurs offering costly rides in overloaded rafts. What calming stories could the refugee fathers tell their children? Do they speak of the city of lights just ahead, just beyond the waves? You can do this, they say. We can make it. Hold my hand. In Pennsylvania, we cover less than a mile in gorgeous fall weather. We are free and blessed. No one has ever seen a bear near the beloved uncle's camp, but they are there.